on this third week of Lent, third Sunday of Lent, we are presented with this parable of the fig tree. And one thing that I think is important to always remind ourselves is whenever we have a parable, really it's about God. Parables, they help us understand the way God relates with us, the way God reaches out to us. And as I said at the beginning of the Mass, two important things, they stand out in this parable of the fig tree. The first one, this parable reminds us of God's patience with us. They remind us that God wants us to have life. And that's why God waits on us. He gives us time so that we can change. He gives us time so that we can open up ourselves to His mercy. The second thing that is equally important is God wants us to bear fruit. And that is important because it reminds us that we have a mission in this life. We have a purpose that we need to complete in this life. And when we do that, that's the time that we bear fruit. So God is patient with us. God wants us to bear fruit. With those two things in mind, Lent then becomes this grace period that God gives us. A time that, first of all, we reconnect with God. We build up that intimacy with God through prayer. Because we can never bear fruit outside God. And in Lent, the first two pillars that we have, it's prayer and fasting. In prayer, that's where we build up that intimacy with God. We enter into dialogue with God, listening to His voice, paying attention to His promptings in our lives, because God is constantly speaking to us. God is constantly guiding us. But unless we are connected, we miss His voice. We miss His guidance in our lives. So, my brothers and sisters, in this third week of Lent, I want to remind you again that the pillar of prayer is so important in our lives. The pillar of prayer, it enables us to hear the voice of God in our lives, to know what God is asking of us at this time in our lives. So be deliberate, be intentional in your life of prayer. Be deliberate in building up that intimacy with God. The second side to that has to do with the third pillar of Lent. When you talk about almsgiving, that's the part that we bear fruit. That's the part that we produce fruit. Once we have built up that intimacy with God, once we are in dialogue with God, the way that we produce fruits is by being the face of Jesus to others. When we give alms, we are becoming the face of Jesus to others. We are becoming the presence of God to others. That's at the heart of bearing fruit, being the face of Jesus to others. So again, I invite you, be open in this journey of Lent, a time that God is giving us this grace period to receive His mercy, to be configured so that we can become the face of Jesus to our brothers and sisters.